Welcome back into the Press Box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Dave Baker and the Grand Domo of all things relating to the Press Box and the Louisville Thoroughbred Society, Gene McLean. Mr. McLean, the calendar says it's time. The weather has finally said it's time. And we are underway for the first Saturday of the fall meet at Keeneland.
Well, if there was any doubt that the good man upstairs was not a horse racing fan,
right,
then the break in the weather just proves that maybe, perhaps.
There you go. There you go. And then with a little, Sunday rain, you know, here we go.
Yep. So there we go.
That'll take care of it. Okay, so this is Fall Stars Weekend at Keeneland, 10 of the 18 stake races in the fall meet this weekend. Huge card today, and let's go ahead and start out. Six Grade 1 winners for the Shadwell Turf Mile.
Unbelievable, Buzzy, really, when you start talking about the Fall Stars, All Stars Weekend, and the quality of the races, but the depth of the races, Buzzy. And I mean, every race is just chock full, not only of talented runners, but accomplished runners. And we see no difference in all of the major stakes that are going to be carded. Three Grade 1s today, Buzzy, led by the Grade 1 Shadwell Turf Mile. And, you know, you've got some horses in here that have won this race before, in fact. But, you know, it's just amazing that that Ben Huffman, the team at Keeneland have put together this kind of card to open up the race meeting. And we've come to expect it here in Lexington and Central Kentucky and Kentucky as a whole. Keeneland is a standard bearer for the industry, and this weekend is just tremendous, led by this card on Saturday.
Okay, let's talk about this field now. Let's start it off. Six Grade 1 winners in the Shadwell Turf Mile.
Yeah, and it's hard to break it down. I'm going to go and key on a race up at Arlington Park, the Secretariat, the Grade 1 Secretariat. I'm going to take the top two finishers in that race as my top two picks. I'm going to Valid Point, the number four horse, trained by Chad Brown, ridden by Javier Castellano. His coming out party was the Grade 1 Secretariat. He had won his first two races and done so impressively, both at Gulfstream in February and then after a layoff at Belmont Park in June. But he goes to Arlington, and Brown had a huge day. He won all three of the big races up there. This was the one maybe that surprised a few people, but his run in the stretch, Buzzy, was just off the charts in my view. Comes out of a dam who's got two turf winners out of five starters. You know, this Biscat Daddy just seems to be improving with every race. Three-year-old going against olders, and you know, that's kind of always a question. But I really like Valid Point and the horse that ran behind him at Arlington at 10-1 odds, Van Beethoven, trained by Aiden O'Brien, going to be ridden by Wayne Gordon, who had rode him up at Arlington. I thought he had a rough trip at Arlington, Buzzy. Maybe didn't get the best of luck in that one. It was 28-1. I used him that day. He ran second, closed well. But I'm going to key on the two horses coming out of Arlington Park in the Secretariat, go with Valid Point on top, and then probably use several of them underneath. But I'm also going to use Van Beethoven.
Okay. All right. So that takes us to the Claiborne Breeders' Futurity. We know how steeped in tradition Claiborne Farm is, and certainly with Keeneland, and it's a field of 10 two-year-olds, the Claiborne Breeders' Futurity running a mile and a 16th, and the question is, my friend, can anybody beat Gouverneur Morris?
Well, yeah, they can, and you know, the horses obviously was very impressive in winning the debut. Won it by 9 lengths over the slop, going 5.5 furlongs at Saratoga. He was well touted that day coming out of the Todd Fletcher barn, was made odds on for that first start, and obviously he lived up to his billing and touts. But this is a wholly different race. I mean, he's going to be stretching out to a mile and a 16th. You got the short stretch there. You've got to be making your move in that turn. But two turns are always a question. He's by a stud that's had a very nice opening year. His first runners are two-year-olds. Constitution stands over at Windstar, Son of Tappet. But he was a horse that really liked the distance of ground. So he looks like he's got the pedigree. He obviously looked like he's got the form based on that win at Saratoga. But I'm always a little leery of betting horses that run off on the slop, Buzzy. I know he kind of laid off the pace and came with a big run and put away the field. But I'm going to go against him here in this race, and I may be maybe mistaken, but I really like a couple of horses down on the inside. Tappet to win, Mark Cassie's horse. Ran the first time on the turf at Woodbine and then switched over to the dirt and ran a really nice race at Saratoga on August the 24th to break the maiden. The horse he beat that day, beat convincingly, has come back to win. Well-bred by Tappet, homebred for the Live Oak Plantation. But the horse I want to use is just to his immediate outside, By Your Side, another Son of Constitution, same sire as the one on the outside, Governor Morris. But this one, Buzzy, ran awfully well to win his first two starts. Did not run particularly well in the hopeful, but caught a sloppy track that day. While Governor Morris may like the slop, I think this horse probably did not, and has come back to train very, very well at Keeneland. 6-1 morning line odds. I'm going by Your Side as the upset winner with an eye on another horse. I'm going to throw one more at you. Maxfield, the sixth horse, 12-1 in the morning line. Won a maiden at Churchill Downs, but came from way out of it to do it, getting Jose Ortiz back in the saddle. Maxfield is going to be my upset special, along with my top choice, By Your Side.
But Gene, I wish not to go against you because
yes, you
are one of my dearest friends. But do you know the history of Governor Morris?
Well,
Governor Morris was one of the signatories of the United States Constitution. He was the guy that wrote the preamble to the Constitution, for crying out loud.
And this horse is by Constitution.
There you go. I mean, how can you not bet against an all-American horse like that from an all-American operation like Windstar Farm? And Governor Morris, we trust.
Well, you know, that's the greatest thing about horse racing, isn't it, Buzz?
Yes.
Is that it is truly a democratic sport.
Absolutely.
That you have the opportunity to walk up to that window.
A republic is actually, but that's neither here nor there. And then finally, let's go to the First Lady, presented by UK Healthcare, winners of four graded stakes and an eight-time stakes winner in Vasilica, head of field of 14 fillies and mares for the 22nd running of the First Lady on the turf.
Yeah, and again, I go back to Ben Huffman and his team to attract these kinds of horses.
They've been getting it done, haven't they?
Man, it's just amazing. I mean, to get this horse to come from California, trained by Jerry Hollendorfer, the often criticized Jerry Hollendorfer, but he's held on to this filly, a five-year-old mare by Skip Shot. The great thing about this filly, doesn't show up on the PPs, but he claimed this filly for about 20,000 in that range. I don't have it right in front of me, but claimed her for about 20. And look at her past performances. She's had 34 career starts, 18 wins, 4 seconds, 4/3. She's coming in off a nose victory. She's tough as the day is long. And, you know, she has got to be given all of the plaudits that she has achieved since getting in the barn of the Hall of Famer, Jerry Hollendorfer. I'm going against her in this race. And
okay.
I know that sounds a little crazy, but I'm going to the horse that is a proven commodity over this turf, and that is Rushing Fall, trained by Chad Brown, daughter of More Than Ready. Buzzy, she's had four races over this sod here at Keeneland. She's made four trips to the winner's circle. And it's hard to bash either Chad Brown in a grade one. It's hard to bash Chad Brown on the grass, and particularly it's hard to bash Rushing Fall when it comes to grade one races. And also at Keeneland. She is 9-5 in the morning line. I do think that she will be the favorite, post-time favorite, although I think that she's got a potential to drift a little up, particularly with Basilica in this field as well. And you know, there's another Chad Brown horse in here by the name of Uni, the four horse, and she's coming off a third-place finish to Got Stormy in the Grade 1 four-star day. Before that, she won 5 stakes in a row for Chad Brown. So Uni is not to be overlooked as well. But I'm going with Rushing Fall. I think she may drift up to maybe 2-1 in the odds. If she does, I'm going to take my money and go right to the bank.
And that's the Press Box in our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Clark Distributing, by Tito's Handmade Vodka, easy for me to say, and by Arlington Park. Of course, you can get all of Gene's Keeneland picks throughout the meet, and wherever the big races are, he'll have them. It's at the PressBoxLTS.com. You can also get information there, and you'll be directed to how you can get information about the Louisville Thoroughbred Society and everything else that is going on in the world of thoroughbred racing. Mr. McLean, hope you have a wonderfully profitable weekend. And you and yours enjoy it. And as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend. I look forward to seeing you standing right down there in the winner's circle.
Yes.
Next to Gouverneur
Morris,
who wrote the preamble
to the Constitution.
To the U.S. Constitution.
Yes. All right, brother. Take care.
See you, brother. Love you, man.
Love you, pal.